a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We're going out for dinner tonight.
Me and you?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Belated birthday dinner.
Aww.
Because the, it was a Christmas gift from my brother and sister-in-law.
Yeah.
And they got us a voucher for a Geelong restaurant.
Which one?
Pretty nice one, not telling you.
Why?
Because I don't want people to be sort of
rock up there and be like, hanging outside Tom's the window. Here. Paparazzi. Pressed
up against the glass.
Oh my God. Did you see Tom?
Oh,
hysteria.
God. All right, I say some dumb stuff on this show, but I reckon that's probably right up there. Anyway, so they got us this voucher, but along with it came babysitting. Of course.
Oh, like, hey. I love that. What a prize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty fancy restaurant, so we have had to sort of book in advance to be able to get in and also to be able to tee up the babysitting at the same time.
Mm.
So Jack and Lou are going to come over to our house and they're going to babysit the girls.
That'd be such a great gift.
Carly and I are going out for dinner tonight. And as I say, so got a voucher and it's going to be a lovely dinner. The problem that we have with this situation, and I don't know if you've encountered this before, and this is where I need your help with the voucher. The voucher itself is like A4 size.
Okay.
And so I'm not super keen on rocking up with what looks like a certificate of achievement.
Yeah.
And then possibly hanging on to that for the duration of the dinner.
Yeah.
And then walking up and going, yes, I'm a very good boy.
Yeah.
Please knock $100 off me meal.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think, number one, you can fold it. Or is it like, is
no,
it
it's
like
cardboard.
Hard?
It's cardboard.
Oh, it's cardboard.
It's cardboard.
Do they make it themselves or is that how it came?
No, that's how it came.
It's that's how it came. Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I think you need to go. I think normally you would leave it to the end.
Yeah.
But I think at the start you need to say, hey, just letting you know, we've got a voucher for tonight. Are you able to take it now? Because I can't fit any more food on my table.
Because this is actually placemat size.
Yeah.
I wanna call ahead today, because they're open for lunch. I want to call ahead today and be like, do I have to bring it in?
Call them now.
No. Because then you'll know which one it is and everyone will show up.
The paparazzi.
At least I have a big voucher to hold in front of my face so the cameras can't get photos. I'll be like, I'm coming out of court. Stay away.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
SBS, not just for midnight viewing, also some great little programs on there.
Guilty pleasure is if...
Don't say pleasure to me.
I have the TV to myself of an evening.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a... what's her name? Julianne Margulies walking around England style doco.
Yeah.
Patsy from Ab Fab.
Yeah, yes.
Discovering, a village.
The train of the village people.
The back doors of Essex. That kind of... that kind of vibe.
Completely different. Please don't put that in your search engine.
Right.
But SBS have a little program called Insight, right?
Right.
And it's basically like a forum, and they bring people who have they're all integrated within this topic that they're discussing, and they all have different stories and stuff, right?
Mm.
So the topic the other day was revenge.
Ooh.
Okay. Mm. And how people have gotten revenge and how it makes them feel.
So it's like Reddit.
Reddit
has that stuff.
So this is interesting for me because I've never done the revenge thing because I'm such a pushover. Like, I know I have this exterior of being a real B and a C.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't do the revenge, right? The biggest revenge I got was when I was living with my ex a couple of exes ago and I walked in and I think I was angry because he didn't say hi to me and he was having like poker night and they all had pizzas and they were all just sitting on the table in the kitchen waiting for them to finish this round
of pizzas. I remember this. This is
pizzas.
Amazing.
Yeah.
This is great
and I
revenge.
Took a bite out of every single one of their pizzas and
yes.
left.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? Amazing.
So good.
But this woman had a different story. So she's got a hubby, okay?
Yeah.
And her hubby, she discovered, was cheating on her at the local hairdresser. Her hairdresser pulled her aside and said, hey, your hubby's cheating with our trainee, which is worse. I mean, there's a whole lot of things there anyway.
Yeah.
But this is what this woman did. Her name's Jacqueline, for revenge.
And I was renting and he came around to get some of his belongings from my house and took the opportunity to try for another roll in the hay. And I went and I got the cap off an aerosol can, the lid, and I had in the fridge a half a kilo of marinara mix. And I took a baby octopus and I put it in the cap and I went out to the car and I reached underneath and wedged the cap under his driver's seat. That it was winter. This young girl had no car, so they were driving in his car. And everywhere they went, they had to have the windows down in the middle of winter because of this horrendous odour that was coming from the car that he could not find.
How did getting revenge made you feel?
Wonderful. To hear that they were driving around in the cold and he was miserable made me feel wonderful.
What? Maybe we should do more revenge.
I love the fact that the guy was just like, oh, something stinks. Not going to check under the chairs.
Yeah. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's do this. Fun fact. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. Obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
See, if I wasn't listening, then I would just go straight into the intro and do the same thing that you just did.
I know.
But I was.
I wasn't even listening to that one.
You disassociated.
How's this, right? We're going to start dark today with fun facts.
All right. Like it.
The glass ceiling, definitely a thing, right?
Yeah.
And the gender pay gap, awful.
Mate, like, you're talking my language.
Women have such a tough trot these days. But sometimes it's just nice to reflect on, you know, how far we've come.
Okay.
During the Middle Ages. During the Middle Ages, women who talked too much were punished by being forced to wear a metal cage on their heads and walked around on a leash.
Hang on, are you sure that wasn't just someone's kink and historians found out?
Have to pay for that these days. Yeah. In Alabama, a 200-foot radio tower. This is not dark. We're back on track now.
No, yeah, okay, that was just the first one was dark. I can't
do too many dark facts. Come on.
I can't.
Send you into the weekend. In Alabama, a 200-foot radio tower was stolen without a trace, forcing local radio stations to go off air. Tower remains missing, and as of yet, no arrests have been made. Someone just got up there, dismantled it overnight or something, I don't know.
That's amazing.
They are so dangerous to climb up, let alone bloody pull apart.
That's alien stuff, maybe. You never know.
How's this for... The same could be said about this fun fact as a lot of buildings in Geelong. As well as a stadium, the Colosseum in Rome has also functioned at different times in its history as a block of flats, a quarry, and a wool factory. So basically, the Colosseum and every building in Geelong.
Yeah.
The University of Tokyo have developed a robot which can win a game of rock, paper, scissors against a human 100% of the time by analysing its opponent's hand movements milliseconds before they play.
So as you
draw, it goes, oh, that's scissors, bang, rock.
Oh, do you know what you'd have to do? You'd have to do the paper and then pull the other two fingers back or the other three fingers back at the last minute. Paper or scissors.
Don't do that with your hands. It's offensive. Okay. Or the other thing you could do is reveal with your right hand and punch the robot in the face with your left hand. Didn't see that coming, did ya?
Did ya?
All right. How about this? What does ham have to do with your hamstrings?
Same colour?
No. Oh. Good guy, probably, yes. But also, pork is any bit that comes from a pig, right? Ham is most specifically the pig's hind leg. See where we're going with this?
Yeah.
Right? The word ham originally meant back of the knee, which is why we still say hamstring.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, gross.
All right, let's wrap it up with one. It's more of a warning for you. Scientists may soon be able to identify cat and dog owning criminals from the cat and dog hair that they leave at a crime scene.
No, not possible. Beyond reasonable doubt. Sorry, I pat every dog I see. So what are you going to do about that? And cat, try and get me in a court of law.
You do get around.
I do.
Don't you?
With these patting hands.
I kind of want to end on that.
Yeah, you can. Okay, what if I make another joke? I thought you were going to say, if you don't stop talking, I'm going to put your head in a cage.
Don't think I haven't thought about it.
Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday.
fun fact. Friday, I'm in love.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.